think Alfredo, you pose and answer the question. So indeed, I think what is really necessary is that IMO reviews the considers the terms of reference, hopefully approves it, so that IMO member states do participate to the group of experts, this ILO-IMO-EC group of experts. The task of the group of experts is to finalize the modifications and the restructuring, and the moment that this group of experts does it, it sends back the final version for approval of ITC, the governing body, and MSC. And of course, it will be up to each of these. We cannot decide for the governing bodies of the three organizations how they would like to undertake the process of approval. It can be straightforward, they approve it, but if they would want to send it to the subcommittee, I think that's obviously the prerogative of each of these governing bodies. So I think this is not for us to discuss. They will discuss it. However, the idea is that we have the joint group of experts, because the three governing bodies entrust this group of experts to do a good job, in a sense that it address any issues that normally these governing bodies would have when it comes to the code like this one.